Hi everyone, this is Esperantha Ray, your host from New Consciousness, New World. I want to welcome you tonight, and I also wanted to share with you the numbers that you can call in tonight if you'd like to ask any questions, or if you have something that you would like to share that's relevant to the program, please do so. You're welcome to call in. We should be talking for the next 30 to 45 minutes or so. And then after that, we can have 15 minutes of questions and answers if you like. And let me give you the numbers that you can call. Obviously, you can go on to BBS Radio, and you can go on specifically to Station 1 because there are two different stations. So Station 1 is our where our show is played from, or our network. And then when you go into Station 1, it gives you at the bottom a listing of all the shows that are taking place. And, of course, ours is on Monday at 9 o'clock, and it's New Consciousness, New World. So all you have to do is click on that, and then you have the information you need to call in. I also want to add, let you know that on the 16th of September, of this month, we're going to have with us our special guest, Eric Pearl. He's, if you're familiar with the reconnective healing techniques, he is the one who obviously does that. And, you know, we also will have conversation, and you're welcome to also call in during the show. So that's one of the other things that on the 16th again, which will be in 2 weeks, you can join us, and we're 6 Pacific Standard Time and 9:55, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The numbers, again, to call in are 888-627-6008 if you're calling from the U.S. and Canada. There's also a line 530-327-7602 in line 1. So there are several lines, so please do call in if you have questions later on in the show. And also, if you are, don't recall the number, please feel free to go up into BBS Radio under Station 1, again, New Consciousness, New World, and you will find us there. All right, so let's get started for today. One of the things that I wanted to focus on is the importance of healing, and I wanted to share with you a little bit of my own personal experience. The fact that, you know, sometimes there are things in our environment, in our world, with our families, with our friends, that don't always go well. And there can be a time when we're very upset or unhappy, and things just challenge us. Now, of course, there's a reason for that. And it's obviously our world, our environment is manifests what's within us without. So if we wonder sometimes what lessons we need to learn, those are some of the things that, you know, we would need to understand. I apologize, we're trying to have a call come through, and we were supposed to have a guest tonight, but we seem to have a little bit of technical difficulties. So let me just go ahead and continue. As I mentioned before, one of the main concerns that, you know, when we have situations in our lives that bring us out of our center, bring us out of our life, one of the things that helps to heal, regardless of the difficulty, regardless of the anger, the frustration, and even the fear that we experience at a given time because of the challenges in our life. If we can focus on that, the more we're challenged, the more we are conflicted, the more we are proved and proven, the more we, you know, the more we try our trials and tribulations that we're confronted on a daily basis, the more we grow. And the interesting thing about all of that is that this was a very interesting, actually, a statement that I heard on television. And it says that the best swords are the ones that are, you know, the most beaten up and molded into what is going to be the best. They're made from the best metal. They're made from the best, made by the best, probably, Ironman possible. And also it's made by the greatest challenges, and the best swords are made from the greatest melting and molding and heating of the steel. So if you can relate that to your own life, and I actually have many times, when you go across and experience the greatest challenges we have, we find, and I think this is true for you, even in the most difficult moments, the most trying and darkest moments in our life, if we proceed and continue to face our challenge, it doesn't matter so much whether we feel that we have succeeded or not. The ultimate result is always a positive one, even though it's very painful at times. However, what I have found in my own personal experience is the greatest pain often gives way to the most beautiful results, the most beautiful experience, the greatest and most beautiful personal growth. And when we're past that, we're able to look back and see it. When we're in that process, we're not always able to. So I'm going to share with you something that has helped me in probably one of the most darkest, most deepest, painful moment of my life, which was, by the way, 2012. And what I have found that has really helped me was at the beginning of 2013, this year. And ever since I've been applying it. Well, one is the breath technique that I've been showed by spirit. However, in addition to the this wonderful technique, what really has helped me to let go of the pain and to let go of the anger and to let go of the frustration and just to let go and trust the universe, God, the divine, is to use the heart as the healing source. If I can focus my attention for a moment, music for me is very powerful, and it is for most people. Music, if it's the right song, can touch your soul. And if you can focus in those dark moments on a song that really touches your heart, that really reaches into your heart and into your soul, if you can do that, then you can feel the love that's within. And just as you're feeling that love, if you can send out from the heart love to the situation, to the person, to the family, to the friends, to the network of people you know, to your company, to your business, to all that is around you, even the planet. If you can focus on that energy of love, that energy that comes from the heart, and you send it out to everyone else, it begins to heal, not just out, but within. And again, as we heal within, we are able to heal without. That for me is something that I wanted to share with you today, because I feel it's been one of the most valuable techniques that I've ever learned. And it took a nice person listening to my problems that pointed this out to me and said, you know, Esperanza, if you can hold on to the sending them love out through the heart. And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. I have nothing to do but to do exactly that. Because you know what I found? That when I held on to the anger and I projected that anger, it didn't help me. It did, obviously it didn't help the person either. But it was worse, because the way what I was feeling inside was coming out in my words. It was coming out in my attitude. It was coming out in my experiences. The perspective I had was not a positive one, so none of the experience could be positive. And as a result, I just became more and more and more and more frustrated. And I realized something, that if God is love, and I can hold on to the merging with the Godhead, with the divine, that is, the super divine, if I can hold on to that and just hold on to that love and that awareness and that consciousness, and it fills me with that energy of love, then I am filled with an energy of love. And where there's love, there is no hate, there's no fear, there's no anger, and there's no frustration. So what I do is I close my eyes. Sometimes I am in meditative state, and I like to do it. And then I close my eyes. And just for a moment, I listen to my heart. And I hear the anger, I hear the frustration, and then I begin to focus on love. I begin to focus on a song. For me, it's the song that was given to me, and I'm going to sing to you because it was a song that Spirit inspired me with last year. I got the first part of the song towards the middle of 2012, and the second part of the song in 2013, and it goes like this. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you just how much I care? You are the apple of my eye, and I will always be by your side, leading you home, leading you home, leading you home, leading you home. Take my hand and I will guide you. Take my hand, never be alone. Take my hand, take my hand, and I will keep you safe. I will hold you steady. Take my hand and come on to me. There I will be beside you. Always beside you. Now, this is a song where God is actually telling me that he loves me. And it's not a message just for me. It's a message that it's meant to be shared. It is a love that I experience when I sing it and when I hear it. And it's intended to be shared with others. That's why I'm sharing it with you. More important, though, I try to visualize the words. So when have I told you lately that I love you, or maybe I'm not listening to the fact that God does love me because I'm so caught up in all the darkness of my immediate world, in the darkness of my own feelings, the darkness of my own emotions, the anger, the frustration, the inability to feel where you feel powerless. And so this was very touching to me. And then the fact that it says, have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you just how much I care? The caring from the heart. And I start to feel the words within my heart as I close my eyes and I repeat the song. Sometimes I sing it up to three times. They're a special rhythm, a special resonance when you repeat something three times, calling the Trinity calling forth the trifold vehicle. And then you are the apple of my eye. So I'm special. God has created me with specific detail, with specific a look, the color of hair, the color of eyes, the size of my nose, the size of my mouth, everything that makes me who I am, everything that makes me different from you, and everything that makes you different from me is special to you. You are also the apple of his eye. You are also special. You are a divine being made in the image of God. Therefore, you are divine, and you are loved, and you are cared for, and you have been specifically designed with God's love and with God's thoughts in mind. Okay, so what is all this? This is the love coming forth from what some people consider a distant God. I feel so sad when I hear people saying that. There is a God out there who doesn't care, who doesn't seem to. That's not the God that I know. The God that I know is a God who is involved. He is involved in my life. He is involved in my trials. He is involved in my tribulations. And you know what's more important? When I'm down, He carries me with words, with a song, with a touch, with a vision, with an image, or simply a kind word from someone else. That's what the love is in the song. And then the song goes on and it talks about, take my hand. So I can visualize myself touching and taking the hand of the divine and being caught up in that embrace of the hand, just like a small child. I feel protected, I feel loved, and I feel cared for. Take my hand, and I will keep you safe. I will guide you. Come on to me. Because we are sometimes, we feel that we are separate from God. In reality, that's a fallacy in itself. We are never separate. We are connected to the source of who we are. We are divine being, made in the image of God. Therefore, how can we be separate from the divine essence that is part of our being, that has created us, that gave us life, that gives us breath? How can that possibly be? It can't. We really are not separate. The belief that we are separate is the illusion. In this world, where we think we're isolated and completely divided from and taken away from the presence of God is totally incorrect. We are held in His embrace at all times. All we have to do is allow it. And that when I hold those thoughts, when I hold the belief and understanding that I have that divine essence, when all the things that are going wrong in my life do not really matter anymore, because I am holding on with all my heart, with all my soul, to the love that's being given, provided. And if I have the gift of being loved by God, if I have the gift of being loved by the angels, which you do too, you are also loved by God. You are also loved by the angels. And if you can hold on to that, your darkest moments will dissipate. And as you throw out with from the heart center, a ray of light filled with the absolute unconditional love of God, as you bring that out into the world, and as you visualize that expanding and expanding throughout the entire world, throughout the people that you're currently having an issue with, the groups or friends or family members or significant other that you are having problems with, that you don't agree that you've been hurt or that you've hurt, that changes. When you can send out the love, all of a sudden the fear, the hate, the disappointment, the depression, all disappears, because where there's love, nothing that is relevant to fear can exist. And if that's so, then there's no way that we cannot hold that intent. And as we hold that intent, it heals me within. It heals you within. And when you're healed within, you can manifest the positive energy that's held within outside in our world. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're no longer going to have a challenge, that your relationship with that person may not have some ups and downs. What the difference will be is how you respond to it. If you respond from a place of love, that is very, very different from when you respond from a place of fear, anger, frustration, powerlessness. It's all a reflection of your inside. When your inside is full of calm, balance, harmony, then nothing can go wrong. Nothing can hurt us. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can get in the way. That's where I wanted to come from. And that was today the theme of our focus. We had an interview with Rana Prince, who was going to talk about the sacred journey of the heart. And I thought it was so appropriate because obviously the work that we do at Research Center for Inner Awareness and the work that we try to send out through New Consciousness, New World is about the heart. It is through the heart that you connect with the divine. It is through the heart that you meditate and connect with all that is. It is through the heart that the imagination unfolds. It is through the heart and through love that all the positive in our lives comes to be. I wanted to apologize. We were supposed to interview Rana Prince with The Sacred Journey of the Heart. It's a new movie or a documentary that she put together. And there are several people that actually are part of she basically interviews these people on her documentary. So we'll talk just briefly about it. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, we could not get a hold of her, and we tried both by phone and through our other methods of connecting, and we were not able to reach her. So I apologize for the disappointment. But again, sometimes technical difficulties takes place, and that's just the way it is, and we couldn't reach her. Sacred Journey of the Heart, a featured film on the science and spirit of our connection. And Rana Prince is the producer. It's a new documentary featuring best-selling authors, indigenous elders, scientists, and spiritual leaders reveal the science and spirit of our connection and the healing power of the heart. An inspiring new documentary produced by filmmaker Rana Prince investigates the healing power of the heart and proposes that we are in the midst of creating the biggest shift of consciousness of all times. So that being said, let us continue along these lines, because in all the work we do, in all the purpose of this show specifically, is to help for humanity to ascend to the next level. Our goal, our mission, our vision is to help in that process of developing a new consciousness, a new world that operates from the multidimensional level at the heart level through oneness, being fully aware and able to function at the multidimensional level, harnessing the power of who you are, who I am, who we all are. And that's what we're going to focus on today's show, and probably the next few weeks as well. We're going to be discussing more and more different ways that we can apply what we do on a daily basis to growing spiritually, how we can use our daily experiences to grow and come from love. So as I was telling you earlier, from the heart is the only real connection that we have through the heart to connect with our divine essence, with our spirit, with our soul. And through the heart, we also connect with a higher level of functioning, which is the multidimensional functioning, also sometimes referred to as quantum functioning or quantum level. Either way, it almost seems like a contradiction in terms when you say multidimensional living, multidimensional functioning through oneness. But in reality, that's exactly what it is. Because when you're able to step back, and as you relearn to recall the past of your present life, and then as you move further and deeper into, through meditation, through mantras, through breath, and you meditate and you focus on that experience of multidimensional functioning, you begin to awaken in the heart. And through the heart, you awaken the mind of the divine within us. And as you become aware, of other existence, you become aware of other universes, you become aware of other beings that exist in the world. As you continue to evolve and as you continue to grow, we grow and we evolve, and through the heart, we connect with oneness. We connect in oneness first through our divine self, to our divine consciousness, and through our own divine consciousness, through the ultimate divine. That's really the ultimate goal. We may go, some people are able to transcend from one to the other. Some people need a little more time and they need to go through different levels. Most people go through different levels because our faith, our belief system needs to grow and it needs to evolve and needs to develop. As we begin to trust our connection, as we begin to recognize the voice of the divine, then we begin to trust it more and more. We begin to experience it more frequently in our lives. And we get insights. We get guidance. We get directions. We get images. When we're talking to a person about something, we might get an insight or a vision or just like a little light bulb going off where you're like, ah, now I understand what this means. So as you continue to practice, as you continue to meditate, as you continue to grow in that consciousness of love, as you focus on the heart, as you expand and send out that love to others, then that love returns because it surrounds you now within as without. So as you begin to, as you continue to, and as you, it grows within, the love that you feel for yourself and for others, you're able to bring it out. And again, it multiplies and it just keeps multiplying and coming back. If you can remember the image of the energy torus, which is similar to a donut in shape, if you can visualize yourself in the center and you can see the energy coming in from the bottom up and going around the donut shape and then coming back up through the feet. And you can also reverse that as well. You can also bring it from the feet up. And you can visualize that energy doing that. That's exactly what we do when we send out energy, when we send out love. It moves through those energy fields. It moves through the strings of light, energy, vibration that we have within. It moves deeper and deeper into it. And it changes the vibration of the heart, and it changes the vibration through the heart of the mind, and it affects our entire being. And as the energy transforms us at all levels, it transforms us at the physical level, and our body begins to feel better. It begins to heal itself as well. That's why sometimes you hear of spontaneous healing. That's the term that sometimes the scientists use when they can't explain something. But you and I know better. You and I know where that's coming from. It's coming from the change of the mind. It's coming from the change through the heart. And it's coming through the change of the energy vibration. So one of the techniques we like to teach in our workshop is called a blueprint, which is the divine blueprint. The divine blueprint that was created by the super divine when we were meant to be conceived. And this blueprint holds all the details of who we are, what we are, what we are to look like, what we are to feel, what we are to experience in its perfect state. As we go through life with challenges, conditioning, the lessons we learn, sometimes misunderstood, the misconceptions we develop, the lack of sometimes of self-love and self-understanding that we have towards others and others sometimes have towards us, the impatience gradually takes, if you can imagine, a grid of energy around your body, then we gradually, as we hold the negative thoughts, you can see those energy grids gradually coming out of balance and disconnecting even from the blueprint or being out of tune with the original harmony that is the divine blueprint. If you can imagine it or relate it to the sound, to relate it to music, it's pretty much like a piano who's out of tune, who does not have the right note. And if you don't have the right note, it doesn't sound well. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't feel good. And you know what? You don't want to hear it. If we are able to fix the strings, if we're able to fine-tune them again, then what we have a perfect aligned grid of energy within the body, also align with the perfect divine blueprint that we are. And that's one of the techniques we use for healing, bringing that grid together. There's a specific process for that. And again, the heart is a very important component of this change, because it is the only thing that can literally change our state of unhappiness to happiness, hate to love, anger to peace, frustration to empowerment. You know, the interesting part is you can actually switch it, because when the energy is out of balance, guess what? Your body is different. Your shoulders drop down. Your posture is more, let's say, less upright. You may not even walk as straight as normal, and you even feel smaller. I don't know about you, but when I sit in my car and I'm feeling great, you know what? I feel like I'm really sitting tall on my seat, and my eyes are right in alignment with the mirror. I can see everything in the back perfectly. But when I'm tired, the day has not gone well. Maybe someone said something very not so nice to me, or maybe I wasn't happy with the way things turned out from something I had to present. And when I sit in my car, you know what? I feel shorter. And when I look at the mirror, I have to adjust it because it's not in the right place. Well, guess what? The mirror is in the right place. The mirror is reflecting us. But we're not able to see ourselves fully because we're the ones who are feeling smaller. And therefore, our posture keeps us down, and we're not in perfect alignment with the mirror anymore, so we can have a good reflection of ourselves. So with just a simple smile, with just a simple closing of the eyes, and bringing in a word, love, a word, peace, a mantra, the Om, a song that is very touching and moves your soul. By doing that, if you can hold that in your heart, or you can recall, this is one of my favorites, recalling a moment in your life where you felt completely, absolutely, unconditionally loved, and how it felt. If you can switch the image in your mind to that, then guess what? Your body automatically changes, and your energy has changed, so the body follows. And you moved into more alignment, into closer tuning with the divine blueprint that you are. And that's really how it works, the energy vibration. So from this, what's the conclusion? That our thoughts are so powerful. Yeah, sometimes it's not easy to track our thoughts at all times. But you know what? All we have to do is do a little bit each day, and it becomes more and more natural to us. If I can just spend 5, 10, 15 minutes a day meditating or in prayer or repeating a mantra or listening to music that moves my heart and my soul, and that does not include rock music, trust me, it's not very positive. And it's been proven actually scientifically that rock, heavy metal rock actually is you know, very messing of the energy field. So if you can listen to like classical music or a love ballad or a song that means something, you know, in a relationship, sometimes couples have a song that's significant to them. And when you listen to it, it touches your heart because you remember the other person. Or maybe you have a song that you've heard with a friend that you used to sing when you were both young. You know, it doesn't matter where or why or how. The important thing is that you have something, a trigger that helps you to move into that state of love. And if you can move into the state of love and visualize that love surrounding you, moving from the heart and expanding throughout your body, moving further and further to, you know, throughout your, you know, your torso, and then moving to the extremities, to the head, your legs, all the way to the tips of your toes. And you can surround yourself with that love and then visualize a ray of love spreading out from your heart, and visualize it in the moments, the people that you're having issues with, the people that you're frustrated with. Sometimes it's yourself. Sometimes I can feel very frustrated with myself. I feel that I'm not doing as good of a job as I could. I feel that maybe someone else has a better, you know, statement or presentation, or has done something better than I did. Or maybe, you know, their outfit looks a little bit better than mine, or they've gone to a little more effort into bringing out, you know, their look, the way they feel, you know, they've taken that extra step that maybe we didn't feel like taking because we were not in the mood. So if we can hold that love, if we can move it into the heart deeper and deeper, it becomes more ingrained in us, and it becomes more and more continuous. And the more we hold it, the more it grows. And the more it grows, the more we change, the more our personality changes, the more our energy vibration is heightened. So it just keeps going and going and going. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And guess what? You are empowered. You feel great. You feel like you can take on the world. And in a way, you kind of do. Because by taking on the world is how you continue to grow. And when you stand from a place of that light, of that radiation of love, the more unconditional it becomes, regardless of the situation. Because, you know, holding on has never helped me. At least I know that for a fact. Holding on to anger only makes me more angry. So healing, by loving others, you heal yourself. You know, these are very wise, and I'm not the first person to say this. I won't be the last. But maybe you need to hear it one more time. Maybe you need to hear it in a different way, because this is the most important vibration, the most important thought. And yes, it might not be the easiest thing to do, especially in the beginning. However, if you persist and you insist and you continue, it becomes more and more natural. And as it becomes more and more natural, it becomes easier. And as it becomes easier, it creates a better world around you, a better state of being. And then you can take on the world, because the world would be a world of love and it won't be a world of anger. You're manifesting without what is within. And that is the divine, beautiful, loving person that you are. It is the divine being that was created by the ultimate source, by the ultimate creator. You are made in the image of God. And I'd like to remind you of these also beautiful words inspired by Spirit. You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. Let me read it one more time, and I would like you to close your eyes and use it as a meditation to understand the beauty, the wonderful being that you are. You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. And that's what we are doing. We're helping each other to discover who you are, who I am, who we are. You are the most beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. And when we discovered that beautiful mystery, guess what? That's when it's our time to pass over, because we no longer need to be here. Well, we still have a few more minutes to go. And I wanted to share with you the breath exercise again. All right. And the purpose of the breath exercise is it helps you get into that state of multidimensional being. And it's a very simple breath exercise, but it's very healing because you're focusing your breath on every single inch of your being, every single subatomic particle, every single quantum particle that you can't see unless you set the intent to. And it sits out there in the universe, and we think we have empty space out there in the universe. We think we have empty space out in the air, and it's not empty. It's full of these quantum particles that we can't see until we set our intent. these quantum particles are sitting there waiting for you to set your intent and to wait to manifest your dreams, your desires, if only you ask. So let's go ahead and ask. And I'm going to guide you through the breath, okay? So remember, take a deep, slow breath. We have about 3 or 4 minutes, which should be enough to bring us in and out. So you can practice that. And then when you're at that level, remember to bring the love through the heart. Focus on the love. And it will really help to bring that love throughout your entire body, which is very beautiful and very healing. And it's just very powerful and very calming. This effect of doing it just one time will actually can last for weeks. And imagine what the effects will be if you can do it for on a regular basis every day. It just compounds and the energy just builds on each other. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath, slow deep breath. Feel the energy moving through your entire body. Keep your focus on your entire body from head to toe as if you were scanning your body head to toe. And as you exhale, release any tensions or ligament pressures from any part of the body, any discomfort, and count to one. Take another deep breath, slow. Let it come in and feel it moving through your entire body from head to toe. You are fully focusing on your every piece of your body from head to toe, exhaling, releasing anything that is not within the quantum field of balance, perfect harmony. Bringing in the third breath, deep, slow, allow it to move through your entire body, through your entire being from head to toe. Be completely aware of your entire body at once. And as you exhale, release all energy that is not within balance, that's stress-related, discomfort, and count to three. Take another deep breath. Feel it moving through your entire being at once. And as you exhale, allow the light to replace any negativity. And count to four. Breathe in again. Deep, slow. Allow the brilliance of who you are, the light being of love and light that you are, to come in. And as you release, let go of anything that is out of balance with that vibration. Count to five. Breathe in one more time. Feel the vibration of this beautiful light moving higher and higher, heightening your being. And as you release, let go of anything that's out of balance with this vibration. Six. Take another deep breath. Go deep. Fill your entire being from head to toe at once. And allow the vibration of sound, the hierarchies of light, in resonance with the divine temple of the great creator, feel the sound of the word, the vibration, the harmony. And as you release, let go of anything that's out of balance with that vibration. Count to seven. You are now at the multidimensional level. And I want you to feel the light and the love within your heart. Remember, you are a beautiful human being, a beautiful being of light, made in the image of God with the divine essence of the Creator. His name is written within your DNA. Feel the love spread within your entire body at once. And irradiate it out to anything or anyone that you feel you need healing with. Your interaction. This is all about relationships. Love is all about relationships at all levels of every kind. Small, large. Allow that vibration to spread out wider in through your neighborhood. Allow it, visualize the ray of love that comes from the heart to move out to your city, county, even your state, growing the love that's in your heart, because you are divine, because you are made of love. You are made with the most special gift, unconditional, limitless love. Spread it out through the state, through the country. Visualize it around the world. Visualize the donut of energy around the world, and you being the central being that guides that light and that love throughout the entire planet, bringing in healing to yourself and to all those around you. Feel the energy move faster and faster. Feel the heart sending out more and more love as you grow and grow in that love. You are a divine being made in the image of God. You have complete understanding, peace, balance, and love. You are love. You are loved. And I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and bring you out of this level. You're welcome to use this breath technique to bring yourself into this level at any time. 1, 2, come back to the here and now, to the conscious current time that you are in. 3, 4, coming out, you are now at the here and now. 5, eyes open, you are at the current here and now. You are feeling great, you are feeling peaceful, you are feeling calm. Thank you so much for joining us. And I just want to wish you a wonderful week. And if you want to, let me know how you're doing through the blog, RCIA, researchcia.com. Have a wonderful week, everyone. New Consciousness, New World, Esperanza Ray, your host, saying goodnight.